Danielle Lotch is a military spouse who's well-traveled and previously lived and worked in the Washington, D.C. area. She's been moved to return to the nation's capital for the March for Our Lives, and she's taking her 12-year-old daughter with her.
When the march hit the news that there was going to be one, I was starting to think about it, how much I would love to be there, how much energy is at the marches, especially in D.C., and just how wonderful it would be to show her that a lot of it is to, yes, protest the guns and the need for the gun control, but to show that America is a good place. There's a lot of bad stuff happening right now, but these marches and the protests that can happen there are really strong and vibrant of showing this is what's good about America, how we can bring our protests to the streets, how we can make ourselves heard, and how we can meet together with so many other people from so many other places and bring our ideas to the front.
The March for Our Lives was organized by survivors of the February 14th mass shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. Tragically, 17 people, mostly students, were killed. As a parent of two young children, her son is in the fourth grade, Lotch was affected by the shooting. She also has a view from the inside as a volunteer in the library at Pensacola's N.B. Cook Elementary School.
You know, even the volunteers who are there are working to plan. So if a drill or anything else happens while we're there, okay, where in the library can we go? Well, the library is full of glass. What can we do? How are we going to get a whole kindergarten class from story time into a safe place? And just having to go through all of these planning programs and helping kids who are scared and figuring out what to do with that is just, it takes up a lot of time and energy and is very emotional when you're looking at, you know, a class full of kindergartners.
In the aftermath of the school shooting in Parkland, Florida, Lotch has a heightened awareness of school safety and gun control, especially in relation to assault rifles. She wants action, even though she's aware complete safety cannot be guaranteed.
We're never going to make any school absolutely perfectly safe. Any school, any church, any place. It's impossible because people have to get in and out. We have to do things. There's always going to be some way for somebody to get in. And I don't want to feel like people are going in and out of a jail to get into school. I want to solve the problem at the source. We need health care. We need to get rid of these guns. You know, yes, sure, people can kill people with knives, but not 30 at a time.
In the shooting at Stoneman Douglas High School, suspect Nicholas Cruz was armed with an AR-15-style semi-automatic rifle and multiple magazines. Since Governor Rick Scott has signed a bill that raised the minimum age for buying rifles in Florida to 21. It banned bump stocks and established waiting periods and background checks. The action was propelled by students from the school who immediately began campaigning for gun control legislation and also founded the advocacy group Never Again MSD, with these young activists leading the way and gaining momentum. Lotch is hopeful.
I think it's going to be awfully difficult for Congress to ignore the largest protest of any kind ever. You know, this is just, it's too big. There's going to be more than 500,000 people at the mall. There are more than 800 marches worldwide. There are millions of people all around the world who are saying, we cannot have children being slaughtered in their schools. And that just can't be ignored. Changes need to be made, and we can be a part of that, the energy and the environment, when hopefully that idea finally hits some people.
While Lotch and her daughter will be in Washington, D.C., her husband and son will be participating here at home. Locally, March for Our Lives rallies will be held this Saturday morning at Gulf Breeze High School and at Liza Jackson Park in Fort Walton Beach beginning at 10 o'clock. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.